It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, please bring it up, Snake. It's here. It's time. Ken Barkley's time to shine. You bet. The UL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley with you on a phenomenal Football Friday. All our bets are coming up for the divisional weekend in the National Football League. Side total props, same game parlays, all that jazz. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. NBA, college hoops, NHL, and Ken's overnight bets in college basketball from Friday into Saturday. 40 minutes from now, Evan Silva joins us from Establish the Run. Bets for divisional weekend in the NFL. 20 minutes from now, Big Plates himself, the Red Ranger, Real Reed Wallach, returns to You Better You Bet with picks for UFC 270. But joining us right now, on a phenomenal Football Friday, as he always does, because he's the absolute best. We love having him on the show, the great Brad Evans. Of course, from SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, the executive producer of all gaming content for our friends over at Bally Sports, a tremendous follow on Twitter, at Noisy Huevos, and a stud NFL better, fantasy guy, prop better, etc., just the best. Brad, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Happy phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. Hello, hello.
Hola! Amigos, hey, before we get into the NFL chatter, I do want to get your guys' opinion on this Illinois-Maryland game tonight.
Oh, that's where I was going to start.
That's some colossal news. Yeah, involving one of the All-American and National Player of the Year candidates, and Kofi Coburn, ruled out due to a concussion a couple hours ago. We saw the line shift from 8.5 at some books, and it shrunk all the way down to 3.5. Gentlemen, I'm middling the crap out of this. And I don't know about you. So, Ken, I want to get your opinion on this game. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's worth noting, Sam Peniatovich, who we had on in the last segment, he and Nick were all over this overnight. Basically, like, Sam got a tip and let Nick know, hey, Kofi's going to be out. So they're,
yeah, I think
they might be in the middle of town as well on this one.
I woke up this morning, rolled over, looked at my phone, saw the text, bet Maryland, and went back to sleep and woke up a few hours later is what happened.
So it's worth noting. You were just curious, like, what my opinion is. I chose not to make that bet. Sometimes on injury games, if I think the other team is absolutely abysmal, I'll wait till like the absolute bottom and then play the other side. Now, it looks like I missed the bottom because 3.5's gone back to 4.5. The game starts in 3 hours. Mm. So maybe we end up with some kind of settling here in like 5.5. Maryland is, I mean, like as brutal as you can possibly imagine. So although like you have an awesome, like, yeah, people have an awesome number and Kofi's not playing, I mean, Illinois has trucked a bunch of teams that are way better than Maryland so far this year. So Coburn out, big difference. Line should crash. If people ended up getting it early, they want a middle. Awesome. And hope it lands 4, 5, 6. Awesome for the people that did that. My opinion on the game is like, if it's 4.5 with these two teams and Coburn's not playing, I would probably bet Illinois, just to be honest, but that's more about the number than you know, that Maryland's good or that Illinois is awesome or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an opinion here because, as you guys know, I'm an Illinois fan through and through, so I'm going to say this as objectively as possible. Look, I took Maryland because I also got the same tip last night, you know, that Kofi was likely going to be out, didn't travel the team. So I grabbed it at 8.5 on Maryland, and then I saw the line crash at 3.5, and I grabbed it again, but on the Illinois side of things. So I'm in that middle and a pretty wide opportunity here between 4 to 8 points with an Illinois victory. Benjamin Bossman's Verdonk was Verdonkulous on MLK Day against Purdue, you know, holding his own against Zach Edey and Travion Williams, and he is going to be a key cog in the interior, filling those enormous shoes of Kofi Coburn to go along with Omar Payne. There's still enough talent here on this roster for Illinois to go in there and handle business. It's all going to come down to 3-point game of Ayala and Hart and company. You know, if they're hitting their triples, and Illinois is number 11 right now in the Big Ten and 3-point percentage defense, I think Maryland could keep this thing close. But again, there's just still a lot of leftover talent with Trent Frazier. You mentioned Curbelo. Alfonso Plummer has been such a revelation for this team this year that Illinois should handle business. But yeah, I like the middling opportunity. Not going to lie to you.
All right, so how about Illinois by 5 and we both win? That would be really nice.
Brad, yes, I'm in.
Love it. Let's turn our attention to divisional weekend in the NFL. Bengals Titans on Saturday. Derrick Henry in the last couple minutes, literally, as we do this live at around 4 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. Henry officially activated, going to start in the game. So it's full strength Titans against the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Tennessee, a 3.5 point favorite. Total in the game is 47.5. What do you got? What do you like? Side total props, anything here? Tennessee, Cincy.
Oh, too many things. Let's start with Derrick Henry. And, you know, his rush yards prop came out at 78.5 at many books. And I took the over on it. And I'm going to do a double unit wager on it. I talked to Teron Davenport day before yesterday, who covers the Tennessee Titans brilliantly for ESPN Nation. And I asked Teron, you know, what's the expectation here for workload? Is he going to get, 25 carries? He said, nah, probably not 25 carries, but 20? Entirely realistic. Now, that's going to be game script dependent, obviously. But the Titans are laying the 3.5 here. I think the Bengals win this game straight up, but it's going to be hotly contested. I think it's one of those deals where it's going to come down the final possession. Field goal through the uprights could win it here for Cincinnati in regulation. But Henry could still get 20, 21 carries in this game. And with the Bengals giving up 4.2 yards per carry to the running back position on the season, knowing the success that Josh Jacobs had last week and knowing that, Henry's been good to go. He's been ready for 2 weeks, according to Ron. He will be unleashed. And he is the football Frankenstein, seal, smashel. And I think he's going to do exactly that against his Bengals front. So I do like the over there. And then on the Cincinnati side of things, honestly, my favorite play of the week here, gentlemen, is Joe Burrow to lead all quarterbacks in the divisional round in passing yards. And I got a plus 550. Josh Allen also a plus 550. I saw it a couple of the books there. And it's going to be one of those two guys. I mean, hell, he could wager on both, and I think one of those tickets is going to cash. I don't think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes, the odds-on favorite. But I think this is going to be a heavy Joe Burrow game. Tennessee's biggest obstacle this season has been pass defense. Giving up 263.8 pass yards per game, 7.2 pass yards per attempt. It's going to be a heavy dose of Burrow to Jamar Chase, to T. Higgins, to Tyler Boyd, C.J. Uzoma, Joe Mixon out of the backfield. I think it's going to be north of 300. I absolutely love the grown-up Macaulay Culkin in this one. And then Joe Mixon, I took the under on 17.5 rush attempts. Can't run on the Titans. I took the under at 65.5 rush yards. And I know that's bottom out at 60.5. I'd still play that number because I don't see him getting anything more than, say, like 15 carries, maybe a double a nickel in the box score. Again, the Titans giving up just 64.1 rush yards per game. In totality, the running back position this season, and 3.78 yards per carry as well. So Burrow, I think, is a bankable quarterback this week across the board.
That's interesting. Joe Burrow at our show sponsor Bet Rivers also 5-1 to lead this weekend in passing yards. It's worth noting. And Brett, as we move to the night game, so I know you mentioned you like Josh Allen maybe to also lead the yep. NFL in passing yards this weekend. Maybe that kind of portends for your pick in Bills Chiefs, but you didn't mention Aaron Rodgers. Don't think he's kind of in the mix. So I'm curious your opinion then on this 49ers Packers game. As we look ahead to Saturday night, Packers by 5.5, total 47, just cleaning up some of the injury stuff. Looks like Za'Darius Smith now going to play for the Packers. David Bakhtiari, we don't know. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, which obviously more for your area of expertise for prop considerations, listed doubtful. Kind of curious where you're at here now on Packers and Niners with the Packers favored by 5.5.
And Randall Cobb back in action too. Yeah. And, nice little shot in the arm there for this passing offense, especially with MVS out. So I'll be honest with you. I like San Francisco straight up to win this game. I do. And it might sound outlandish. It's going to be -1 degree. Fahrenheit at kickoff. That is the forecast right now. I'd say to yourself, well, this is a warm weather team, West Coast. They're going to go into frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and knock off this Green Bay, this vaunted Green Bay Packers team. Yeah, I mean, this is a team built to win in cold weather because they can run the damn ball. They run it down your throat. And Elijah Mitchell, to me, is going to have a banner week. I think it's over 19.5 on rush attempts yet again. He's done this in 6 or 8 games. He's had at least 21 balls of belly over that stretch. I took the over on 76.5 rush yards. I would play that up to like 81, 82.5 as well. For Mitchell, you look at Green Bay giving up 4.37 yards per carry, the running back position on the season. That's been an area of concern for them is defending the run. Jimmy Garoppolo, not exactly 100%. We may get a little Trey Lance mixed in there in certain packages. I like the under on Garoppolo as a result on 32.5 pass attempts, even at 31.5 pass attempts in some of the books. I'd still be under on that. Debo, his numbers have adjusted. All right. So the sports books, they're not giving us the value that we saw earlier on the rush yard. So I'm avoiding all of his props in this game. But meanwhile, on the other side of things for Green Bay, Love the under on Aaron Jones. I got it at 50.5 rush yards. You can't run on San Francisco, and it's not like Nick Bosa is going to play. The Niners, the last 5 weeks, giving up just 2.83 yards per carry to RBs. So Jones is going to get stonewalled in this game. Plus, he's, you know, surrendering touches to A.J. Dillon in the trenches. I like Alan Lazard on the over 3.5 receptions. Again, with no MBS, Randall Cobb, how many snaps is he really going to play? All the attention Davante Adams draws. I got that at plus odds, at plus 120 on that over 3.5, and he's been over in back-to-back games. So those are the props in my mind that stand out the most, but this is what I'm most excited to watch, A, to the brutality of the conditions there in Lambeau Field, and B, because I want to see if I don't have egg on my face and San Francisco actually wins this sucker, and the inner Bears fan in me wants it so badly.
I bet. You better bet Q Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Phenomenal Football Friday, talking divisional weekend in the NFL with our pal Brad Evans on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, we got about 4 minutes to go, so we'd love 2 minutes apiece on the games on Sunday. Let's do Bucks and the Rams. Tampa, 2.5-point favorite. Total is 48. We don't know yet about Wirfs and Jensen, but we do know that for the Rams, no Andrew Whitworth, their left tackle. How do you see this one playing out? What bets do you like?
Yeah, and that's going to play into this wager here. I do like an interception for Matthew Stafford in this game. Now, it's juiced up on the over. I think the best odds I've seen are at minus 135, but not having your book in there against this aggressive, assertive front that's going to dial up the heat, I think Stafford's going to make a miscue or two or maybe three. I mean, he had 17 INTs in the regular season, played clean football last week, but that, I think, was more of an anomaly. So I like the interception there. I do like Cam Akers' props, and I'm taking the over at 48.5. He really impressed me last week, and I know Daryl Henderson is back, but this is Akers' backfield. He has shown no repercussions, and it is stunning to me. He's a medical marvel. You know, 7 months removed from that devastating Achilles injury, usually a crippling setback for any running back, and he's like, no ill effects at all. I mean, the cutting was there. The vision, obviously, is still there. The burst was there. The versatility was there as well, and I'm really waiting on receiving yards and receptions and see what that's going to come out at. I haven't seen anything yet, but I do like the over on the 48.5. I took the over on Odell Beckham at 45.5 receiving yards, just too low of a number there. I did take the under. You want to talk about playing with fire, and I'm highly flammable, gentlemen, on Cooper Kupp at 102.5. Just too aggressive of a number for me at 96 in the first matchup. I think you'll get some bracket coverage with Sean Murphy bunting out of the slot with some help from Antoine Winfield. He's going to flirt with 100, but I don't think he's going to exceed 100 in this one for Cooper Kupp. And then elsewhere at Tampa, I'm just waiting on stuff for Fournette in terms of receptions and receiving yards. Nothing yet surfaced there. But if you want to go deep, Cameron Brate over 15.5 receiving yards. Oh, that's a spicy meatball there as the Rams giving up 51.1 receiving yards per game in the tight end position. So that's one of interest for me, and I did fire off a ticket on that.
And then Brad, last game, and you know, save the best for last, to be perfectly honest, the stakes of this game feel insanely high, even for a divisional game. It's the team that literally always gets there at the end, the Chiefs, against the team that's been dying to get past them and got past them earlier in this regular season. Now we'll see if they can do it in the playoffs, obviously, in Buffalo. So Chiefs about a 2-point favorite. We've seen 1.5. We've seen 2.5 so far this week, but never 3. So Chiefs by less than 3, total 54. Your thoughts here on Bills and Chiefs here in about 90 seconds.
Yeah, I took the Bills and the money line, so I'm there. I'm actually betting the under on this one. I got it at 27-24 as my fearless forecast here. And in terms of player props market, I'm under on Patrick Mahomes, 281.5. He had 272 pass yards in the first matchup on 54 attempts, and he can't throw on the Bills. I mean, they're only giving up 5.81 pass yards per attempt, 179.2 pass yards per game. I think it's going to be around 260 for Mahomes through the air, so under on that. Do like the over on rush yards. Went for 861 in the first matchup. He's averaging over 31 rush yards per game in his NFL career in the postseason. So he's going to be walling his way, I think. The sneakerhead looking for the discount around, you know, maybe 35 to 40 yards there. And then elsewhere, I took the under on Travis Kelce, 70.5. I have an under lean on Tyreek Hill on 71.5. I think Byron Pringle is going to be the X factor here for Kansas City. And his props are just at, you know, 33.5, 34.5 receiving yards. With all the attention siding to Kelce and Hill, I think you're going to see him open in the short to intermediate field, and he'll take advantage. And then on the Buffalo side, my favorite bet, Devin Singletary, anytime touchdown, 8 TDs over the last 5 weeks, and he has scored in each of those weeks as Brian Daboll has gotten more balanced in the offensive scheme here for the Buffalo Bills.
Brad and I will have some overlap in the prop selections that I give out today, later in the show, and then Saturday and Sunday on our special editions of Countdown to Kickoff. Brad, you're the absolute best. We appreciate it, man. Wishing you the best of luck on your bets this weekend. Everyone hit him up on Twitter at Noisy Huevos, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, and Bally Sports. My friend, we will catch up with you next week for Championship Sunday.
Muchas gracias, amigos. Go, Illini!
Well, yeah, by five.
Right. Yes. Nick needs a very specific outcome if it's going to be go Illini in that game.
Yeah, well, I want Brad to win also. So, yeah.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, Illinois his team can win
within the margin. Win. Yeah, that's right.
Within the margin. And then we will both win our bets. Great job by Brad Evans. We'll take a quick break. Evan Silva is going to join us in 25 minutes. More on divisional weekends in the National Football League. Then it's Ken and my bets for the divisional round. But coming up right after this, we talk UFC 270. Our old friend, our old pal, Real Reed Wallach returns to You Better, You Bet with picks for the UFC on Saturday night.